Live from the Geyer Studio, bringing you entertainment news, this is Cinema Central with your host, DJ Ace, here on WMCO. You're tuned into WMCO 90.7. I'm DJ Ace, and this is Cinema Central for your entertainment news and discussion. And I'm here with two movie enthusiasts, Joe and Logan. Say hi.
Hi.
And tonight's topic is huge. It's become a huge thing since 2008, mm-hmm. and that is the superhero films.
My favorite.
It is it's its own genre at this point. Basically. Superhero films are taking over cinemas as we know it. So we're going to talk about what's going on with those and maybe some other nifty things.
Yeesh.
So, I like nifty things.
The big thing is that we had two trailers come out just recently. We had Justice League come out, and then a few days later, we had Spider-Man Homecoming come out. So, guys, what are your thoughts?
Do
you want me to
go? We are talking, at the same time. This is going to be a trend, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always a trend, but
very trending.
I saw the new Justice League trailer, and it really, really looks good.
It looks great.
It does look great.
It really did.
I mean, it just... I personally like Ben Affleck as Batman.
Yeah, I liked him too.
I am one of those people that actually agree with the choice. I didn't at first when it was announced a couple years ago before.
And then everyone
Batman
saw
and Superman,
it.
And I saw it. I was like, oh my gosh, he's actually a really, really brutal old man Batman, which I like.
Old man Batman.
I wanted to say Old Man Logan.
I know.
Hi.
Well, we all know who wins that fight.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yeah, very true. But Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. I'm excited to see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she looks like a good Wonder Woman?
I think
she's fine.
I think she's fine.
And then the guy Jason Momoa who's playing Aquaman.
So excited.
Aquaman looks so excited. He does look
amazing.
Good. He looks awesome.
I love Jason Momoa anyway mm-hmm. from Stargate Atlantis, yep. and seeing him in there is just so refreshing. And I love the scene at the very end when he's on the Batmobile.
On the Batmobile.
Yeah,
he's just flies.
He's like, yeah!
Yeah. You may be cool, but you're not Aquaman riding the Batmobile cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that, just before that, he just walks up, he's like, dressed as a bat.
I dig it. the most Jason Momoa thing ever to say.
I see you're back with partners again.
Yeah.
Only temporarily.
J.K. Simmons is playing Commissioner Gordon. Yeah. That was really cool.
So I really enjoyed the trailer. It got me excited. I can't wait for the next trailer because this does come out in November.
Yeah, it comes in
So
out
it's
going to
be
November.
Competing with another big movie chain in Star Wars in December. But
I feel like there's enough of a gap there.
But
personally.
Still,
the gap you need to worry about is the fact that Thor Ragnarok comes out 2 weeks
actually,
earlier.
That was actually what I was thinking about. Thor Ragnarok. But I really love the trailer.
I like the part where Flash kind of looks at Batman. They getting into the Batman, and he's like, "What's your superpower?" I'm rich.
Rich. That's it.
That's so true.
That is true.
Like, same thing with Iron Man. He's super rich.
Yeah,
otherwise,
super rich.
He wouldn't be Iron
Man.
I'll be honest. I'm a little surprised we haven't seen anything regarding Superman.
I was about to say that. I was like, Superman in the first trailer.
Well, he's dead.
Air quotes,
dead. He's dead. He's completely dead.
Yeah, he is dead.
They got to save it because I'm pretty sure there's going to be a crazy twist with Henry Cavill as Superman. So,
listen, if he's not in Justice League, I will leave the theater.
I'm honestly expecting they're going to have to fight him for real this time. And then Batman won't have any kryptonite, and it's going to be awesome.
I know. So if he doesn't show up in Justice League, I will leave the theater.
He's in the credits. He's in the credits. He's in the movie.
He is.
So, and we've seen the pictures of him on set.
With
the
black suit.
With the black suit.
Yeah.
So that's
should
why
be
I'm
interesting.
Wondering if he's coming back mm-hmm. evil or something.
Yeah,
what was
evil Superman? There's a character name for it. I forget what it is.
There's a lot of different
Supermans out there.
There's so many. And then, of course, the other one we haven't mentioned yet is Cyborg.
He looks pretty cool. The only thing I don't like about Cyborg, not in this movie, but in general for how they're releasing these films, is that his movie doesn't come until after the second Justice League movie, which makes very little sense to me.
My only expectation for Cyborg is he better say booyah at some point in the movie.
I would sure hope so.
Yeah, he better, or I'm going to be pissed. But going along with Logan's point here, is the whole fact that DC's doing this backwards compared to what Marvel did.
Yeah.
Marvel built up to the Avengers. They took 5 years before they did the Avengers movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but DC is playing catch up at this point. They're rushing it out as fast as they can. But if they do it right, I think it can work.
It better.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I mean, just growing up, my mom was a huge Wonder Woman fan, and her brother was a huge Batman fan. So obviously I had to grow up in the exposed to DC and everything, but I love what Marvel's been doing. But yeah, DC has been my favorite. So hopefully this plays out well, and hopefully they know what they're doing.
See, I'm a big Superman's my favorite superhero. So just being able to see Justice League come to life,
yeah,
finally after all these years, I'm just very stoked to go see.
Well,
like I said, this movie.
With the two different franchises, though, it's just like,
oh yeah, I mean,
DC's got to be careful because they could, their whole thing could still derail at this point.
Because they,
so,
I mean, Marvel, as we all agree, is far beyond ahead of them.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe light years ahead of them. But DC, I mean, they got good movies, but recently they haven't had any, like, good reviewed
movies. Yeah, their first three movies have mixed reviews for all three of them.
I mean, I love the Man of Steel. I loved Man of Steel.
I don't mind mine. I liked Man of Steel, but I understand why everyone had an issue with it.
Yeah.
And same with the other two movies. BVS absolutely had its issues, and then Suicide Squad also had plenty of issues. But they did enough good things with it all that it's sort of working out.
And now, you know, the Batman movies that Ben Affleck are in are now, like, having their own issues of getting
written
and produced,
so many
director issues.
I know, but
Affleck was supposed to star and direct.
He was supposed to star and direct, but now he's just starring. And now I thought he might get into the writing.
We'll see. Yeah.
But now I've heard that they're trying to find writers. I'm actually super excited
for the movie, though, as long as Joe Manganiello stays on as Deathstroke as the antagonist for the film, because that would just be a great matchup. We haven't seen Deathstroke on film before, and he's also an older character, and so this Batman is also older, and Joe Manganiello is an older actor, so putting those two together on screen, having them fight each other with an obvious history of fighting each other, I think would work really well. Plus, Deathstroke's like it really hard to beat. So,
do you like Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor?
Oh my gosh, no.
No,
you don't.
Well, he's
in Justice League
for some reason, and I don't.
I mean, he has to be.
Actually, and you know, I've looked at the cast list for Justice League, and it's really interesting because there's a lot of characters in there from all the different characters' universes that are in there. And, you know, they even hint at it a little bit in the trailer because you see the Flash, like, putting his hand on the glass with the other guy in, like, a prison cell.
His dad.
And that's obviously his dad, so they're going with that storyline, which they've already done in the show, but we don't need to talk about that.
I actually like Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor.
You're crazy.
Well, I mean,
crazy.
And that's one reason it's him and the newer Joker I like for some reason. Probably it's because of that psychotic.
Jared Leto.
Yes, Jared Leto.
You don't like him?
No, Aaron's giving this weird look. Yeah. I just like this weird psychotic.
Well, here's the thing about Jared Leto's Joker. It's my personal opinion that you can't do the Joker the same way twice. And I definitely did not do it the same way with Jared Leto.
They took a different approach.
Yeah, which I think that's fine, but I just don't know how I feel about it. I think I need to watch the movie again. I've only seen it once.
Yeah,
I only saw it once. There's a reason for that
You can at me. Heath Ledger will always be the greatest Joker of all time.
Well, sadly, we can't have Heath Ledger back.
I know, sadly.
On that note.
What?
Well, I know who we haven't, like, since all, like, everyone else has been cast and, like, everyone, all these other superheroes have been named, we're still trying to find out who's going to be the next Green Lantern.
I was just
about to... they're probably not doing that one for a while. I think that series is still up in the air because the last one left such a bad taste in everyone's mouth there.
Yeah, so. It's not like that like won one of the Cinema Wars or anything like that.
You're not so bitter, are you?
I'm always bitter when I lose these wars.
Well, hey, I'm just lucky I got a point this year, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Hey.
But this is...
And that was a bonus point.
Yeah, but this is Cinema Central, I know. So we don't need to worry about this.
I'll let it go.
Just like, whose line is it anyway? The points don't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
They anyway, always matter.
So I want to jump gears here. So we talked a lot about Justice League coming out this November, and then, of course, we're actually going to see Wonder Woman before we see Justice League this summer. So hopefully that gives us a good idea of what to expect.
Looking forward
November.
To that one.
So, but the other trailer that came out was Spider-Man Homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
So, Logan, did you watch it yet?
Not yet. We were talking about this beforehand, Aaron, that I haven't seen it. But no, I had seen
We just have to clarify.
Yeah, for those at home who haven't been listening or that weren't here, I don't know. Anyway, I did see the original trailer, and then I saw where there was like a sneak peek type of deal, and then I guess I didn't see where the actual trailer was released, but I have not yet seen that.
Well, me and Joe can talk about it.
Okay, I'll just...
All right, you need to be quiet for at least 5 minutes.
No,
Logan, you can talk.
No, we'll come back to it. But, the big thing with the trailer, though, it was very much a story-driven trailer. They kind of gave away the entire movie, but I feel like since it's a Marvel movie, they'll still find a way to surprise us.
They always do.
But my big takeaway, though, is that... Michael Keaton as Vulture just looks so sinister.
He
dude.
Does. He looks like he did a good job
like,
on that.
Yeah, like he looks so sinister and mean, and I love it.
He's got that bad guy look to him. Like even in that trailer, you just got like, oh, he looks good as Vulture. Well,
and you see, and yeah, like the Vulture suit looks amazing.
Yeah, it
but
does.
On top of that, you see him beat up Spider-Man like so hardcore in the trailer, and it's just like, oh my goodness. And then there's that line, it's like, I'll kill you and everyone you love, you know? I'm like, oh my goodness.
The line, don't mess with me, because I will kill everyone that you love.
Obviously, the big thing about Marvel, the biggest weakness the Marvel Cinematic Universe has is the villains.
Yeah.
So do you think that Vulture is going to be yet another one-shot villain that they kill off by the end of the movie?
I mean, they always kill off the villains in one movie. But I think, I mean, if Michael Keaton does good and looks good, I mean, do you think they're going to kill him off in Homecoming, or do you think they'll keep him around?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying, because
historically, they've
always killed off these one-shot villains, but it would be crazy to see them change for once, and then maybe Michael Keaton, Vulture just ends up on the raft at the end of the movie. I don't know.
I mean, he looks good as Vulture, and Vulture looks like a great villain.
And he's not the only villain. There's more than one villain in this movie. I'm just not sure who they all
are.
He's
the main villain, though.
He's the main villain.
Yeah, he's the main villain, but I have a bad feeling they may kill him off because it is Marvel.
And this is the same Spider-Man that was in Civil War, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Tom Holland.
Yep, Tom Holland.
And that's one thing that people agree on, that he did a great job in Civil War. So people are really excited for this one. And like, this is like the best. I've heard arguments that this is like the best Spider-Man casting like ever, because an actual teenager is playing
a teenager
character. So,
but my boy Tobey Maguire.
Yeah,
was a really good
Spider-Man. Did great, absolutely for sure.
Andrew Garfield
for the time. And Spider-Man 2 is arguably one of the best movies ever.
Spider-Man 2 was amazing.
But it's just interesting that we actually get a really accurate portrayal of the Spider-Man universe.
They went with a younger Aunt May.
Yeah,
we'll see how that goes.
Are you dating my aunt?
Are you dating my aunt?
Yeah, and of course, the huge reveal, of course, is that Iron Man is in this
movie. Yeah, Iron Man will be in it.
And he has more of a role than I thought he initially would. Because in the trailer, we see that Spider-Man gets into trouble, and then Iron Man shows up and saves the day, and he's like, all right, you're done. I'm taking the suit back.
Yeah.
And then Spider-Man has to go solo for the rest of the trailer. So this is like, oh my. that's pretty emotional, I thought. So Iron Man's role, Tony Stark's role in this movie, It looks like it's going to be a little bit more heavy than I thought it was mm-hmm. going to be initially. Right, Logan?
Sure.
Logan. Logan.
Logan's like, yep.
Hey, at least he knows who Spider-Man
yes.
is.
Yes.
Thank goodness. This one, I mean, just from looks and what little bit we saw of him in Civil War, I like this Spider-Man. So yeah, I hope it goes well. So.
Me too.
That makes three of us.
Hopefully that money Yay. That Marvel spent on the rights
yep. and
will be all worth it.
And of course, Spider-Man is coming out this July. Anyway, we're going to jump to a quick break here, but when we return, we're going to have more superhero talk right here on Cinema Central.
Sports news, expert opinion, and everything you need to get your sports fix can be found right here on WMCO weeknights at 8. Tune in to the Muskie Sports Blast for a half hour of nothing but sports. Our experts bring you the latest in local and national sports news, only here on The Orbit 90.7.
I really didn't feel safe anymore at home.
Every year, tens of thousands of youth experience homelessness.
The possibility of sleeping out on a park bench, it's not something that a 15-year-old should have to think about.
1-800-RUNAWAY provides 24-hour access to a nationwide network of housing and support services.
I felt such warmth, I felt comfort, I felt safe.
Call 1-800-RUNAWAY, go to 1-800-RUNAWAY.org or text 66008. We can end youth homelessness.
Cinema Central continues here on WMCO 90.7 with your host, DJ Ace.
And we're back here on WMCO. I'm Aaron with Joe and Logan talking about movies.
You serious?
What?
I'm Joe.
Wow. Cup of Joe to be exact.
Cup of Joe.
Oh my gosh.
Radio Joe.
And we're talking about superhero films today, just in general. And we just finished up talking about Spider-Man mm-hmm. and the Justice League. By the way, there's a really funny video out there of the Avengers react to the Justice League trailer.
I've heard about it. Is it funny?
It's hilarious. You should watch
it. I may
have
to check it out now because I've seen it all over YouTube.
I remember before the break you were talking about how Peter Parker's aunt in the Spider-Man trailer being young, and it reminded me of how it should have ended, where they were talking about Civil War, and at the end, Spider-Man goes over to Iron Man. He's like, Mr. Stark, thank you for helping me and everything, but are you going to become my dad uncle?
yeah, for real.
Dad, uncle.
All right, moving things along here. So we've been talking about all things Marvel and DC, but the big question on everyone's minds is, when is it enough?
I know. That's
when is enough question. Enough already?
It is never enough.
I mean, for us, it'll never be enough.
Marvel started this thing back in 2008 with the first Iron Man.
That's
crazy. 2017.
That's eight.
It's almost been a decade
almost
of 10 Marvel
years ago.
Films.
Just think about that. Iron Man and the Incredible Hulk came out in 2008.
Yeah.
Now it's 2017, and now, I mean, the Avengers Infinity War is going to come out mm-hmm. next year.
Yep.
And
10 years.
That's just incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty cool how it's pretty much become, like you mentioned, Aaron, just... it's become its own genre within a 10-year span.
Yeah.
Or less than 10 years at that.
And no one's really done a cinematic universe until this point. So it's just so crazy to think about.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, I'll never be, like, fatigued.
You'll never be
fatigued. Because I love these movies.
That's true.
So yeah,
I never will. Now, the average movie fan,
yeah,
that's the question.
Yeah.
Because they see all these superhero movies and it's like, oh, it's another one.
Yeah.
But.
And then the other thing to consider is they'll keep making them if they keep making money off of them.
Oh, they keep making billions of dollars. It's like,
yeah, it's like
we're still going to make them. You guys aren't going to stop us.
And honestly, it's crazy because Marvel's like become infallible at this point. Because mm-hmm. say what you will about the movies, most of them have been good. I've liked every single one of them. So
most Agreed. Of the Marvel movies? Did you say you liked most of them?
I've said I've liked all of them, but some people
saying,
have
like Iron Man 3.
Some
was
people
eh.
have issues with. I liked Iron
or,
Man. 3.
Or was Iron right. Man 2 that I thought was eh.
Iron Man 2 is probably the one you're thinking of.
Yeah, I'll probably.
But yeah, Iron so, 2, yeah. But yeah, I think I don't know. Could we see them potentially ending it at Infinity War?
I mean, they could, but then like 5 years later, let's reboot it.
Oh my gosh.
Reboot. We need that money back, Bob. Bob Iger.
Isn't Black Panther supposed to have his own movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's coming out here pretty soon.
I don't know when that comes out.
I'm pretty sure they're in production right now.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure that one came out.
Last time I heard they're in production, I believe.
I think they want to try it. I think it's going to come out before Infinity.
Isn't it? Do they keep the two-part Infinity War?
No, Infinity War will be two-part.
Is it
two-part? Part one,
again?
Part two, yeah.
I thought they condensed it.
No, it's going to be a two-parter. As far as I know, it's a two-parter.
I don't think it is anymore.
Should we check handy dandy?
I mean,
Google?
They want to make money. Let's make it a two-parter.
Well, I mean, I remember it was originally going to be a two-parter, but then I think they changed it. So I don't know. But anyway, yeah. We can't not talk. So
I'm on the search.
One of the first things that comes up is from Cena, and it says, "Become an extra in Avengers: Infinity War." Hey,
yes, dude, right. That's on my bucket list. To be
Black
an extra.
Panther is coming out in 2018, so next year.
Yeah,
but I don't know if it's before because I don't have an actual February 16th, 2018. So it'll probably be coming out before.
Yeah. Hey, happy birthday to me!
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to me.
But yeah, I think there has to be a point where they have to give us some conclusion to the franchise.
A break.
Or something like that. Because,
I mean, they're gonna try to end it.
You know, with comic books, it's like you can keep going until forever, pretty much.
And they have been.
And they have been. But these are movies. These are different. Yeah. And audiences need a conclusion to the story at some point. So I feel like Infinity War has to be that kind of end point.
I think it'll be, yeah.
And then if they want to do other stuff, they'll probably do other stuff. But yeah, I think that at some point it has to end.
I mean, I think it will. It's going to be a sad day when you, like, if part two comes out, we're going to be like, oh my gosh, it's all over.
I'll cry.
I may cry with you. I'll be like, it's all over.
It'll make for a great marathon.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
A quick Google search for Avengers Infinity War Part 2 brings up an untitled Avengers film for 2019. So, not sure if that's still going to be Infinity War Part 2.
I think they're going to do like...
I knew the original plan was a part one and a part two, but I remember them scrapping part two and maybe something else, but...
I feel like I thought they were still going to do part two. Because they did that big reveal of like all the future, and they had part one, part two.
And then there's still a Captain Marvel film in the works.
Oh, that's right.
And that's coming out in 2019.
Wasn't there also like a female Iron Man or something?
That's a comic book. Yeah, that's a comic book. So
I forgot.
Yeah,
and now Doctor Strange. Do you think he'll have his own trilogy?
I don't know.
In 2019, I mean,
I don't know. It's definitely interesting. Or there's a possibility that this would go on forever and ever. Well,
all these characters,
the thing is, these
Warfare.
Actors can't keep doing it forever.
I'm not, like, just imagine all these characters in Infinity War coming together.
Oh yeah,
you know how much money is gonna go and be involved in that film.
Yeah, I mean that one's filming right now, and the Russo brothers, they're directing, and they've teased that there's gonna be, they said 63 heroes in this film.
I don't even know.
I forgot about Ant-Man.
Yeah.
He's going to be in it too.
Yeah, Ant-Man.
He had his own movie, then he was in Civil War, so I'm pretty sure he probably won't get his.
And then trilogy. Guardians of the Galaxy are going to be in it, aren't they?
That's right. They're going to.
Yeah, they're going to meet up.
Combine everything.
And then, of course, we're going to get Guardians Volume 2 this May, which I'm very excited for.
Trailers look good.
Yeah, trailer looks hilarious.
I'm going to the opening night, and it's going to be awesome.
But back to the original question. Yeah. Fatigue? We'll never have fatigue.
I won't.
I mean, you keep popping out a super movie, I'm going to go watch it. Either it's Marvel or DC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed.
Absolutely.
But the average moviegoer, I mean, you can tell, like, if you can see, you can get from their point of view if they get, like, tired of it. But because they're probably tired of seeing all these same superheroes and, like, well, when's another guy, new one going to come out? But as far as I know, I don't think there'll ever be fatigue because it just produces so much money.
That is a true story.
And, you know, the fans and the everything around it with toys, games. It'll never die.
Yeah.
There'll never be any fatigue. as far as I'm concerned.
Now, one thing that we could see happening is after Infinity War, maybe Disney dials it back a bit, and then maybe DC will get its chance to shine, but that kind of depends on how this year goes, I think.
Yeah. Only for about a month, because then Marvel's like, eh, let's get back into it.
Let's do it again. Because Disney owns everything at
this point. Let's go again. It's about time before Disney owns life.
Disney owns everything.
Yeah. And then, of course, we know we're getting episode 8 this December. Hey. But this is a superhero show.
Hey. Yes. Well, technically, they could be considered heroes. But anyway. Not the point.
So I heard an interesting thing recently.
All right.
About.
Do tell.
Rated R Venom film.
I did hear about that.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
It's Venom, duh. Apparently, I can't win with that argument.
Apparently not.
I mean, but he's a villain.
I know. That's why I was confused.
But Deadpool. Then there's the whole
confusion of the fact that the whole Spider-Man sharing between Sony and Marvel, and all that jazz. So is he going to be?
If Logan gets into Infinity Warfare, I will cry.
No, he won't.
If Wolverine gets into Infinity Warfare, I will cry.
Speaking of Logan, did you guys see that movie?
Yeah.
What?
No, not you, Logan. The best.
That movie was absolutely fantastic, and I cried.
Best Wolverine movie?
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah.
Best X-Men movie?
Well. If you're X-Men,
technically it's an X-Men movie.
Technically, though, it's still a Logan movie.
I love it.
Stop it.
I still think Days of Future Past is the best one.
I do really love that one. But Logan's the best Wolverine movie.
It was really good,
and I did see it.
And it'll be interesting to see what Fox does in the future, because they kind of hit the reset button on their franchise.
I'd say,
which is about time.
They are, but so yeah. This
has been going on since 2000. So
yeah, X-Men coming down to its final days. Yeah,
Hugh Jackman played Wolverine since 2000 X-Men.
I feel like is there going to be one more X-Men movie?
No.
I thought there was.
I don't think there is.
Would you count Deadpool as another X-Men movie?
Well, I mean, they own the franchise.
What are the odds Deadpool or someone like that ends up in Infinity War? I mean, technically, it's still Marvel.
But it's not owned by Disney. It's owned by 20th Century.
Fox owns.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, there's always that possibility.
Hey, money. Disney's got the money. They'd be like, hey, can we rent it real quick?
Here's $20 million.
Yeah. No. It's going to be $20 billion.
Yeah.
Because that's how much Deadpool's probably going to make.
Pretty much.
As far as the Deadpool sequel's coming, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
As far as R-rated movies go for superheroes, I mean, Deadpool and Logan kind of cover the basic. I mean, you got Deadpool on one end of the spectrum where it's more of a comedic vibe. But then you have Logan that's more of a dramatic and...
I mean, if they want to do a Venom R, I don't know if Disney will go that route.
Yeah, I don't see Disney
doesn't
that
like
way.
Putting out rated R superhero movies.
No.
Yeah, when they have stuff like Beauty and the Beast, and then on the flip side would turn out like an R-rated
now,
Venom.
Now, if it's PG-13, but they don't like the whole rated R concept.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
But we'll see. I mean, if they do it, I may give it a shot. We'll see. A Venom R movie.
Yeah. I know, right? Like, what's the appeal there? I don't get why Venom is such
like his
an
own standalone
character.
Movie. I mean,
I don't see how he could carry.
Would
his
you consider
own
him being Spider-Man's like main villain?
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, I would. I think either that or the Green Goblin.
Yeah, totally.
But I think Venom is probably Spider-Man's main superhero, so I could see why they might do it. Maybe put Tom Holland in there.
Yeah, Spider-Man
in there. Spider-Man has to be. If they don't put Spider-Man in there, then there's no reason of making that movie.
Well, bottom line is
we love superhero movies.
We love superhero movies. Yeah. And they are going to keep churning them out until the day we die.
And I will keep spending my money for you.
Yes.
Shut up and take my money.
Yeah.
And maybe give me some popcorn.
You've been listening to WMCO 90.7. This is Cinema Central.
Hey.
See you next time. For all that's new in entertainment, Cinema Central will return Fridays after Cinema Wars here on 90.7 The Orbit. The views and opinions expressed on Cinema Central are not associated with Muskingum University, Orbit Media, WMCO, Orbit TV, and the Black & Magenta. Coming up next is new music on your favorite hometown station, WMCO New Concord.